With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And what's up to those of you listening to After Hours with the Rise Guys?
Hi, everyone.
That's 9.
That's me. That's Matt Man.
Yeah, that's me.
That's us.
This is episode 37. For those of you keeping these in chronological order and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some people want to do that. But it'll say that, too. I mean, you see, that's the thing. When they know it's episode 37 because they see that on the screen right now. Or when they clicked on it or tapped on it, it says episode 37.
Okay, so help me with, should we never mention that? Do we need to even keep up with the numbers? Like, to me, it's easier than coming up with a title for it. Like, for instance, today we're just going to sit in here and talk and see what happens.
And then we got to come up with a title later.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you're telling me when these authors, people like Stephen King, is it Stephen or Stephen?
He's a Stephen.
Stephen King writes mm-hmm. these books. He doesn't come up with The Shining and then write the book? Or songs? Or
I don't believe so.
Okay.
He might. I don't know.
So, who cares what episode it is? But I do think it's important that we say that we tape this on a particular date. Like today is May 4th,
mm-hmm.
2021.
Yeah, the worst meme day of the year.
Yes.
Yeah. I know you don't particularly care for Star Wars.
No.
I don't dislike it necessarily. I'm not like a big fan. I don't really dislike it either, but man, that's all you see today. And there's plenty of good memes that ain't that.
Well, sure. Like, I mean, tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
No, tomorrow's Revenge of the Fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. They get 2 days.
2 days, but today's the big one. Tomorrow's like half as much, maybe, not even.
When's Baby Yoda Day?
That's his name, dumbass. That's Grogu Day every day.
Grogu.
I haven't seen the show, but I remember that.
They should have went with Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cuter. I mean, I love you, baby. It's Grogu. Stupid ass.
Maybe it's Grogu, and I don't know that.
Well, I don't appreciate you saying that.
I don't either, man. People love some Baby Yoda.
Yeah. And I love all of you that listen to the podcast. Thank you so, so much. We did a little Zoom call the other day with the business types from here at the radio station mm-hmm. and at Odyssey. And I was stressing to them how important it is that you guys seek out the podcast and listen.
Yeah, destination listening, we called it.
Yes, how much it means to us that you seek it out, whether you're out working out or actually working or walking your dogs or whatever it is.
What's up, Hutchinson, Kansas? For some reason we get, we get downloads in a lot of cities, but I'm unfamiliar with Hutchinson, Kansas. We get a good many downloads there.
Oh, really?
It's like in the top 10 in the country for this show.
Wow.
Yeah. So What's up, y'all in Kansas?
Hey. Yeah, those of you that are not in, this, because we do the morning show, The Rise Guys, and then this podcast at Greenville, South Carolina. But if you communicate with us on social media,
especially you people from Kansas, we never heard from y'all. Who are you?
I just
want to know. I'm curious.
Curious to see how you found us.
Yeah.
You stumbled upon us. This is interesting stuff, I think. We're not going to sell your information. Don't worry.
Yeah, we won't do that to you.
But you can hit me up at O'Matthew on social media. That is O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. My name's Matthew, but my daddy would call me Matthew. And when I'd get in trouble, he'd say, oh, Matthew. So it's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W on most of your social media.
That's where you can find Matt Man. I'm on there, too. I got various different ones. You find me at Nueve on Twitter, though.
At Nueve.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Spanish Nine.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not just like it is.
Mm-hmm. It precisely is. You're right.
Yeah.
So what's up?
I got a thing I've been thinking about a lot lately.
Okay.
It's a certain person. I never met him. He was a famous guy. Hell of a guitar picker. Good actor, too. Dead now.
Okay. I can not...
Hell of a guitar picker.
Yeah, hell of a guitar picker. He's dead now, but he was an actor as well.
Yeah, hell of a guitar picker. Actor. Funny.
Andy Griffith?
No. That's a good guess, though.
Thank you.
Good guess. Now, this is somebody that
I've
been...
That's the only good guess I have.
Good. Man, I've been stuttering like hell today. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I've been doing it, though.
Forget about it.
Mm-hmm. But it's a guy. I did it again. It's a guy that I think is quite possibly one of the coolest dudes who ever lived. I don't know how many people would agree with me on that, but when I say cool, I mean cool. This dude is cool.
Give me his initials.
JR?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
I instantly know who you're talking about.
Okay. Not Jim Ross. He's alive. No. I don't know if he plays guitar.
You're talking about... Talking about Jerry Reed.
Yes, I'm talking about Snowman.
I was trying to think of something silly to say, but
Well, when you asked me his initials, I almost forgot his damn name. I'm not kidding, dude. Like, I'm sitting here thinking about him, talking about him, because I think about him a lot, and I listen to When You're Hot, You're Hot. I listen to that song a lot. It's a good song. But yeah, and Amos Moses and stuff. But yeah, you asked me what are his initials, I'm like, what in the hell is his name?
Well, for those of you that don't stop what you're doing or whatever and go Google him. But
yeah, hopefully you know him. If you don't, you'll know him in a sec.
Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking.
Yeah, he's the Snowman from Smokey and the Bandit. You've seen him in a lot of stuff, probably.
You may have seen him, and I'm about to look up his IMDb. I was not prepared for this because we literally came in here and said we're going to talk about whatever.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what else that he's been in, but I do remember... Reed was his middle name, by the way. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
His last name's Hubbard.
Okay.
Like Glenn.
Yeah.
The Snake Man.
Yeah.
Jerry Reed Hubbard.
Yeah. he was in The Waterboy. Remember that? He was like the evil coach.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was in The Waterboy and Smokey. Do you know him from one of those? Smokey
well,
the Bandit,
Waterboy.
Well, I was
going to say Scooby-Doo.
He was on one of the celebrity, the hour-long ones. The
yes.
Scooby-Doo movies.
Movies.
Yeah, I love those. Some
Holy
of them. His was one of the better ones.
Holy moly. Dude, I knew that a long time ago and never reconnected the two thoughts in my brain.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was old Jerry Reed.
See, that's not the way I want to remember him.
Mm-mm. No, you want to remember Snowman?
Yeah.
You don't remember like Bobby Bowden style football code? You want Snowman?
Now, what, besides Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking, what's your favorite Jerry Reed song?
Maybe Amos Moses.
Okay, you said that.
Or When You're Hot, You're Hot. One of those two.
See, I don't know much of his music other than Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking.
Well, the thing that I think about with him is.
Like, why is he such a badass? I mean, he was great. I enjoyed him.
But what makes him so damn, because he's so damn cool, and why is he so damn cool? What makes him so cool? And then it's well, what makes anybody cool if you think they're cool? Cool, it's subjective, for one. I mean, just if I think somebody's cool, don't mean Matt's going
to
think they're cool. If
Amen
he thinks somebody
that.
Cool, I might not think they're cool.
You know, Wikipedia, let me tell you the genres of music they give Jerry Reed.
Okay.
Country.
Uh-huh.
Country rock.
Yeah.
Outlaw country.
Did that.
Swamp rock.
Got that.
Truck driving country.
Sure.
Rock and roll.
Okay.
Jazz.
Basic.
Rockabilly.
There you go.
What the hell is swamp rock?
Man, it's that kind of...
That fog hat?
I don't think so, but it's that kind of, you know, that kind of... dirty sounding before.
You're going to shit.
Pre-Skynyrd sounding swamp
CCR
rock.
CCR is listed as the number one distinct genre band from swamp rock.
I see that because they played, are the hell out of songs about Louisiana, Mississippi?
Oh, my God.
Their song's really about swamps. It's just that pre-Skynyrd kind of, it was what came before Skynyrd really was swamp rock.
Wow, I didn't realize that was an actual genre of music.
Yeah, it was. Swamp rock was the precursor to your Lynyrd Skynyrd type of bands.
Now, so what else makes him the badass? Because of his, he was just a badass.
Yeah, but what makes anybody cool? Who's cool? You know,
other people think they're cool. You said that, yeah.
But why do other people think they're cool? I'll tell you this: nobody who ever tried real hard to be cool was cool ever in the history of being cool. Like, if you're trying to be cool, it's lame.
Yeah, okay, give me an example of someone who tries to be cool but comes off as a douche. Like, maybe not somebody we know, but like maybe someone everybody listening will kind of. Someone who tried too hard kind of thing.
I'm having a hard time coming up with. I know there's a bunch of them. I'm having a hard time coming up with one on the spot.
Yeah.
Just somebody who tries too hard. I mean, I don't know. Who do you think tries too hard? A lot of people try too hard. People I know personally that I see out and about.
Tom Brady.
I know plenty of them try too hard. I don't think he tries to be cool.
It's too easy to him. You son of a bitch.
He's just like, he's kind of cool, but he's really kind of.
Well, his awkwardness is kind of what makes him cool.
He has like an awkward charm to him.
Yeah.
Or like the thing that makes any of these people cool is, I think ultimately, is they just don't give a damn. Yeah. Like, think about, like, everybody thinks Drake is cool, right? Drake's cool. Why is he cool? He don't give a damn. He's like dancing silly and stuff. He don't care. He don't care. Post Malone clearly don't care. And he's cool. People think he's cool.
You think he's cool?
Even I think he's cool, man. He seems like he'd be a cool dude.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's got face tattoos. And
so?
Like, but he seems like he'd be a cool dude.
Yeah. I bet you
I've
that Jerry
nice
Reed.
I've met face tats before.
Jerry Reed would have a face tattoo if he were alive right now. It's a snowman right there under his eyeball.
Might be, maybe, man.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's nine. If you ever talk to nine... And you ask him a question, like, I ask him a lot of stupid, like, deep, crazy stuff I've never really asked anybody else on this earth. And I'll say, what do you think about if this happened and blah, blah, blah? He'll be like, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, well, what does that mean?
It means damn maybe.
It's your way to answer a question with a question. Or if you say something to somebody, like, I know, right?
Yeah.
Or, heard that.
Yeah, maybe.
What? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, maybe anything.
Yeah.
Jerry Reed.
I mean, we don't have to talk about Jerry Reed. I just, you know, it's more
I'm trying to think of other people who were like cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know what's funny is when I say cool, I think of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Bill and Ted 3?
No, I haven't watched it.
Well, I've just spoiled it by even alluding that Jimi Hendrix is in it.
Oh, I figured that out.
You know, a lookalike impersonator.
I'm sure.
And even then, it was kind of the persona that I wonder if he was. Is that just what history is telling us? Like, he was just setting guitars on fire, and women were painting and molding his penis. You know, the art, the sculptures,
you've and heard drugs,
of that. And a lot of drugs and stuff. Or was he just a big goof? You know,
I have no idea. I mean, I haven't seen
ask
enough.
Your mother.
I haven't seen enough about him to really know.
I'll ask mine.
But it's now here's the thing that's interesting. Back in the day, you know, like James Dean was super cool, you know? Back in his day. He was like the coolest. And then like Burt Reynolds was really cool in the 70s and the early 80s, man, before he started to fade away some. But now I look back, Burt Reynolds wasn't cool when it was Snowman. It was Jerry Reed who was cool. Burt Reynolds might have tried too hard.
You don't think it was Smokey Sun that was cool? But what I was going to say, though,
and James Dean nowadays would, because it would come off as trying too hard, modern day.
James Dean, I think that the reason why it's a lot different now is because not everybody chooses to take advantage of social media, but those guys' image were so zipped up back then,
mm-hmm.
especially like James Dean. I mean, that was forever ago.
Well.
Now,
yeah.
You have the opportunity to make an ass of yourself online or not have whatever perfect lighting or whatever, you know,
yeah.
And you don't get to have a a publicist or whoever decide what images of you go out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the paparazzi screwed over. That's why Hollywood hated paparazzi.
Yeah. Because
they'd photograph their starlets and stuff with all their makeup on.
Or their clothes, too.
Or their clothes,
yeah,
too.
Through somebody's window if they wanted to.
Right.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I think they're pretty buttoned up nowadays, too, most people, just in the terms of, I mean, you see them more when they're not. Mm-hmm. But in general, like we were talking about earlier off the podcast, off the air, about the way you used to see athletes out in their street clothes, like young professional football players, baseball players and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were just wearing stuff that they make a lot of money now. They were just wearing stuff they went to the mall and bought themselves. But now everybody has a stylist. All of them do.
Well, especially in the NBA.
Which is trying too hard. The NBA tries too hard.
The NBA, the back area where they walk into the locker rooms and stuff at the arenas, it is a runway. It is a fashion show.
Yeah.
Like, I saw what James Harden was wearing day before yesterday, and he was wearing like a leather jacket with matching leather shorts.
They all dress like Cam Newton, but less effeminate.
Like, you're not playing. He's injured or he wasn't playing, whatever. But he's wearing like a matching jacket, shorts, leather to go set on the and I'm like, dude, if that was like Dr. J, he'd be wearing sweats.
Yeah, yeah, that's or what maybe you used to see.
Or maybe a shirt and tie. I don't know. I mean, they yeah.
But for some reason, like the modern day, I mean, you know, like it, all right, if you like pro wrestling, you might know this. If you hate it, you're going to be surprised to hear this. But if you go to work at wrestling now, you show up in a suit and tie. To go wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you go to the building to wrestle, and you're wearing a nice suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, custom-tailored, expensive suit and tie.
Yeah.
It's not just some dude in an ill-fitting suit he picked up at the warehouse. No, it's, like, custom-tailored stuff.
Now, is that all, like, AEW does that also, you think?
I don't think they do it quite as much.
I
think it's more laid back there, but it
should be.
WWE certainly does it that way, where it's a weird time, man, because nobody's just like casual anymore except Fat Boy, our producer.
Well, hell, I'm sitting here wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Well, yeah, you do it sometimes. I mean, I do it too. I'm wearing a t-shirt. I'm wearing cargo shorts, but turns out those are getting cool again.
I told you that. Are they really?
Yeah, they are. Coming back. Because people realize that they were told to get rid of them, but they didn't want to get rid of them because that stuff I want to put in my pockets, man.
Well, cargo, I mean, besides your car keys, your wallet, and your phone, what else?
Cigarette pack, lighter, pocket knife, various other items sometimes. Little gummy bears I get from some dude out back of a bar.
Damn.
You know, stuff like that.
No. I wear podcast wear on Tuesday. We take this on Tuesdays, and it goes up on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go casual then, for sure.
But, yeah,
But the opposite at church now, though, is like, you know, used to it was suit and ties, and now it's not. I can actually, you know, I don't know, but you can wear just whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Now we wear like a suit to the arena for the sports and then not to But it's weird because you wear a suit and tie to go play sports, then you put on, like, a basketball player shows up in a really fancy suit and then goes and puts on a tank top and shorts and runs around.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That is the damnedest thing.
I don't know, man. But it's also how, like, pro wrestling in Japan used to be a more formal crowd, and now they've gotten more casual, but the guys going in the back door wearing suits now.
What? Yeah, but what that does is, and we won't stay on the wrestling tip long.
No, no.
That was what set the Ric Flairs of the world out there was them wearing those expensive suits. That's how they stood out as characters. But if you've got a guy...
Now it's a rule that everybody has to be Ric Flair.
If you're a guy who's a Viking or a Raider or maybe even both, do they wear the suits too? Like,
I think everybody has to.
Does Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, is he wearing a suit? Would the Undertaker have to wear a suit and tie?
No, I don't. I think he was grandfathered in because he is a grandfather.
Oh, man.
But no, it's It's a rule, though, that people have to, like, the extras have to wear a suit and tie. And they might not even have a suit. They might go spend their entire paycheck before they get it to buy a suit so they can go get the gig.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that they call jobbers extras now?
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, it makes it feel better.
Local talent.
Yeah. Local talent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who is, who's like a living, we talked about how you have these types of, you know, rebellious types, kind of guys that were looked at as cool, but it was also like when time was, you know, their images were zipped up and cleaned up and all that. Who living today is that kind of persona to you?
Man, this is,
Is there more today than there are? Because, you know, you're aware of more people because it's not so closed off the way it used to
be. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, there's that don't give a damn attitude that, like, somebody like Post Malone or Drake has where they don't give a damn. So they're just, they don't care if they look goofy or act stupid. If somebody's laughing at them, they're just having fun.
Yeah.
That's that kind of don't give a damn gets you over today. Nowadays, man, you know, like that don't give a damn attitude, the old school one, you're not known now because you didn't get the gig, because you didn't get that far. With that attitude, kind of like all the rock bands that have come along in the last 20 years, they're pretty polite, well-behaved young men. There's no more trashing stuff. There's no
hotel
more
room
snorting
trashing,
ants and piss.
Yes.
There's none of that left. There's none of that.
Damn.
Not that they don't do some drugs, but they don't do those kind of drugs.
Okay.
Ants and pee. They don't do that. No.
McMorris just turned 70 years old.
Yeah, I mean, now everybody's pretty well-behaved. Kind of like, well, again, the wrestlers and the rock bands, kind of, they both do it. They go back to the hotel room, back to the bus, and play video games. They're not out, like, you know, drinking and partying and whoring like they used to be. Not to the, I mean, they are a little bit, but not to the same extent.
It sounds like we're having some kind of hope for the next generation kind of thing.
They're doing a lot better than our generation, man.
Well, I mean, look, just because I was born during a time period doesn't mean that I have to own part of what my generation did.
Well, you just got to think about
I'm talking about
the,
my generation.
My. Think about the just
There's
more
stuttering again.
The athletes from your generation. What were they? I mean, they were kind of drinking and partying and whoring.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, they really were.
Yeah. And then I kind of bridge the gap, kind of where, you know, the kind of are and kind of are starting not to.
Although, the first one I remember that I was, because you hear all these tales of especially baseball, like mm-hmm. all these guys are, you know, all drinking and gambling and doing all this stuff. But then I remember hearing about this fella who they said, no, you guys don't understand. He's different. He goes back to the hotel room and plays his Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
His name was Junior Griffey.
Yeah. Yep, that was Junior.
Junior Griffey.
Yeah. And then, well, you know, you talked about how Ric Flair wearing the suit kind of set him apart.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jordan did the same thing in the NBA because he was the first dude who showed up, like Dr. J'd be wearing sweats. Well, Jordan, if he was out injured, which rarely happened, he'd be sitting there wearing his Michael Jordan suit with, like, the, you know, the fancy T-shirt under the suit coat.
Yeah.
He'd be wearing one of those Michael Jordan suits. And if you saw him walking in the back before a game, he'd walk in wearing the Michael Jordan suit. So he did the same thing.
If there were people, when we get here in the morning at 3:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, we get here like 5:30.
Yeah, 5:30.
If there were people out there waiting to take our picture and see us and all this stuff, and then as we came up the elevator when it opened, flash photography, would you dress any different?
Probably not, honestly.
No?
No.
You wouldn't put any more thought into it?
No, because...
Now, this doesn't sound like you're not being the real you if you say yes.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not, I don't want to put on for them because it would be kind of putting on. It's not that I don't want to look nice. It's just, well, I don't really care if I look nice or not. So it is kind of that.
What if you were going to like a wedding?
I'd hate it. I'd hate it so bad.
It's outdoors.
I'd hate it.
They're in the summer.
Who's getting married? I don't care. I'd hate it.
Your mother. She's remarried.
I'm not going.
Uncle. She wants you to walk her down the aisle.
Son. Okay, I might go. Hers would be at a courthouse. Yeah, it'd be fine. Or at somebody, some notary's house.
Yeah.
But yeah,
just, right. The struggle right now to come up with, and I know a bunch of people said, oh, you're forgetting about this guy, and this guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw like military out, you know, meaning to me, they're all cool and whatever. I'm talking about like in the world of actors and like athletes.
Yeah, very well-known people.
Somebody that I think is like cool all around. Mm-hmm. See, there are a couple, but I feel like it's still zipped up and you only get to see certain sides of certain people.
It's very well controlled. Yeah.
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 But then again, maybe that's just me being paranoid about mm-hmm. Sturgill Simpson. I don't know.
No, I think he's a pretty cool dude.
I think he is, but I think he's also got a big team around him.
And he's kind of got that old school don't give a damn attitude to a certain extent, too.
Yeah, but then you have to ask yourself, like, is the outlaw, not with him, but any of these people call themselves outlaw. Like, if you refer to yourself as that, you're not. But then if other people do and you kind of keep that image going, it's kind of like when you're a young rock band. Use that example.
Yeah.
You're hungry. You go out there. You're dressing like hell. Because why? You don't have money. You're living in a van. And then all of a sudden,
buying old lady clothes from a thrift store.
You start.
They all do.
You start to make money. And then you start to dress nicer and drive nicer cars. Like, why do people look at that as, well, they changed? Well, you should, because you're working your ass off 300 days a year to make money to have nicer things.
Yeah, the big thing that I always think about with that is when somebody says a punk band sold out. And it's like, well, I mean, it's hard to be so pissed off when you got millions of dollars. Like, it's hard to be like Green Day from Dookie when you're 50 years old and a millionaire. You're not the same kid who wrote that stuff and played that stuff and was poor. Like, you have millions of dollars, not a care in the world, and you're not in that same place. You can't be in that same place.
Right.
And it'd be impossible to put yourself back in that same place to write another Green Day song.
We want to watch the movie where they become very famous and change, but then they lose their record contract.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the movie, we're pulling for them to get one more tour.
Yeah.
And finally meet their child.
The David Allan Coe story.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
But there was nothing about a train.
And there was one more tour that's been going on for like 38 years.
Or getting drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song.
He sure did. Boy, still, it's hard to come up with somebody.
It is, man. Like, but it's hard if you don't know somebody personally. I know plenty of people I think are cool personally.
Well, what is the thing that we've always said, like, man, that'd be... Okay, here we go. I'm answering my own question before I even answer the question. I've said, if there's somebody I can hang out with, break bread with, have a drink with, just chill, two dudes just talking about life, who would it be? And I came to this conclusion a while back, and it may shock you. I think it's Shaq.
Well, Shaq would be the best, dude. Shaq is entirely cool. He's a guy, again, he goofs off. He don't care if he looks silly. Uh-uh. He don't care if the joke's on him.
No.
He just has fun, and that's what makes Shaq cool.
He just seems like because I think part of the reasons I am so jaded about it is that I've met dozens and if not hundreds of like athletes and stuff
mm-hmm.
going all these different things over the years, and I've seen a lot of a-holes. But then when you meet that one genuine person, it's like, wow, you know, this is very odd. And I've never met Shaq, but I've known several people who have, and every person says, man, he like is just, I don't know.
He's cool,
just,
man. Just a cool dude. He's awesome.
So I got to say Shaq would be my Jerry Reed.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting on the, I mean, we can agree that Jordan had a cool factor to him in a big way because he was Michael Jordan.
But he's a jerk, according to most men that have met him.
Yeah, but
women say he's cool.
But he had the, you know, just, but he, but people thought he was cool. Mm-hmm. And Shaq, people think Shaq's cool. I think Shaq's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if people think LeBron is cool. I don't think LeBron is cool. I don't think people think he's cool. I think he's great at basketball, but I think the thing that holds him back
his hairline.
From entering, like, a lot of people just won't hear the conversation of LeBron in the same sentence with Jordan. Just won't have it.
I think
the entire thing of it, it certainly isn't on the basketball court. It's all about LeBron ain't cool as Jordan.
The pop culture aspect. That's what I've always said.
He isn't as cool, man.
When people will say that, they're like, no, it's just because you're older. I know who LeBron is, and I'm well aware of where he came from and what he did and all this stuff. But Yeah, it's not that you're looking at the stats. It's not that you're looking at the 72-10 season or the three-peat or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You're looking at what legacy he will leave.
Yeah.
LeBron doesn't have a silhouette. He doesn't have. He has his own brand or whatever. But you know what? It's not to the same thing.
Yeah, even at the same point, Jordan's was a lot bigger than LeBron's is now. Now yeah. LeBron's empire will need to grow for years to come. But it just there can't be another Jordan for one. But the thing that holds him back is he's not viewed as being as cool as Jordan.
But here's a good point to that though. Jordan himself does not have social media.
No.
He does not. He's not on there. He's yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Jumpman and Nike, mm-hmm. and he does obviously touch any of that. So
and that's kind of cool, really, really cool.
But you don't get to see that inside of his life.
No, you don't. You don't. No, personally, I don't think Jordan's cool. I just think he has a very cool image and kind of a cool, like badass kind of cool persona, kind of that old school kind of dick kind of cool way.
Yeah, but he seems like he. This is just from the. God, what's that? Netflix still calls it a new...
The thing about the Bulls documentary, yeah, Last Dance.
Last Dance. You got to see like a timid side of him, even when he was at his height of fame, like just being, you know, fish out of water sometimes, like yeah. not knowing how to react.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, talking about Jordan yeah. leads me to Rodman cool or Rodman try too hard or both or what?
I think Rodman... Rodman saw that the only way to be a name in the NBA was not in the position that he played, mm-hmm. even though it's so important being right there on the, you know, as a defense.
I mean, he's not scoring a lot of points. He's pulling down rebounds and yeah. they're doing dirty work.
But I think
especially back in the day,
he wanted to stick out. He wanted to. I think he looked at it from a marketing thing. I yeah. think any guy that ends up putting on a wedding dress to do something promotionally is mm-hmm. yes, absolutely.
So do you think he's cool? But what's your opinion of him?
Try too hard.
Yeah,
I think he damn good ball player. Damn good ball player. Mm-hmm. But what he will be remembered for, in my eyes, is Road Wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the outlandish wrestling stuff, or the piercings, or the Kim Jong-un connection there, mm-hmm. you know?
See, I think Rodman was really cool at a point because he just kind of, at first he was just cutting loose and just kind of being himself, I think. And then it turned into that marketing thing and trying too hard came.
Yeah, that was
after
in Detroit.
After that started, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when he shows up with like tattoos and like some color in his hair and stuff, I think he's just kind of coming into being himself then, but then it went too far by the time he's in Chicago.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because then he's got to be naked on the cover of a book. He's got to be running around in like paparazzi magazines back in the day because there used to be Celebrity Sleuth and stuff with Carmen Electra.
Oh, Celebrity Sleuth.
Yeah, you remember that,
oh,
man.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, that man. Was Mr. Skin back in – that was analog Mr. Skin.
Man, I like what you did there. I'm trying to think of a good example to throw back to you, like yeah. somebody who was damn good, tried too hard, whatever the analogy you used there.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who, I don't know. I think that one thing that I've noticed is by reading books about famous people or listening to interviews with famous people, like the Broken Skull Sessions with Stone Cold, the one with, yeah, have you seen it yet? The one with Jericho?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to spoil it if you haven't yet, but Jericho, what he does is Stone Cold would say, what about this incarnation of your character in this one and this. And Jericho goes through and tells you what he borrowed from every timeline of pop culture.
Yeah, he does.
It wasn't an original thought. He borrowed from that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you see it all through rock and roll. You see it through movies. I've heard so many comedians over the past 5 years talk about Buster Keaton.
Oh, yeah, they love Buster Keaton. They're all inspired by Buster Keaton.
Most people don't know who in the hell that is.
No.
And so when you find out that, okay, there is, some people out there say there are no new thoughts, no new ideas, mm-hmm. but when you take something and turn it into that, wow, it's like, you know, taking this awful desert and turning into this beautiful national park,
yeah.
or taking chicken salad and turn it into chicken, or the vice versa.
By opposite, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so... This is a funny one.
I love this. I wish I could give you the ones I'm thinking of are all outdated.
No, I can think of
which Darren did you like on Bewitched?
No, that yeah. Which Darren did you like on Bewitched?
I fell asleep watching MeTV last night. Sorry.
A lot of rock band guys I'm thinking about are not cool at all. And the first one came to mind when I thought that is like, Paul McCartney's not cool. He's just this kind of little aw shucks kind of guy.
The original one or the replacement?
Both. Doing the same bit.
No, I
None of the Beatles were cool ever.
No.
They were, I mean.
Dude, I'll tell you, that's one of the best examples of marketing in the history of marketing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because they were, the Beatles were fine. Yeah. In my opinion, they're okay.
Yeah.
But
they had some great stuff.
We treat them as like they are deities of music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Well, it's, again, that's subjective. That's one man's opinion.
Just my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you another example of anybody that has, but, you know, when you find, that's what I was saying earlier about when you find out about people borrowing from this and this mm-hmm. and this, you find out that some of those little girls that were screaming at the Ed Sullivan show were actually the cameraman's daughter, or which, you know, he said, hey, we need you to freak out or whatever, because it's Beatlemania sweeping through.
Yeah.
And then you realize that it's like when you watch the Super Bowl halftime show. All those people are vetted out that run out there on the stage because they're holding the signs. And they're all acting like they're losing their crap because
in a very choreographed manner.
It's Rihanna and Steven Tyler singing together, whoever it is. Very choreographed. But the mind takes it as, well, dude, everybody's into this. I need to be into it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a weird mind blank. The older you get, you kind of become aware of it. But still, it'll kind of creep up on you. Like you were saying on this morning's show, like when you see somebody pick up their cell phone, your inclination is usually to pick up yours for some reason.
Yeah, it's like yawning and smoking. You know, if you see somebody do those things, you're going to do that. Well, if you don't smoke, you won't. But if you smoke and you see somebody else light up a cigarette, you're going to smoke with them.
Yes.
So I think something I'm realizing just a second ago during the course of this conversation is going to be important to this conversation.
Tell me.
I don't think cool actually exists. And the thing that got me to that was I was thinking about the way rock bands are usually, honestly, some nerdy dudes who just want to be cool and they strive for it. And I thought about Kiss when I thought that.
Yeah.
Because none of those dudes are cool either. But, you know, they did badass light show and fire and pyro show and, you know, the suits and the space stuff and the demon makeup and all that. And Star Child and the cat for some reason.
The cat.
Yeah. For some reason. With the
What should it have been? Like a moon man?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Tin man.
But I don't think cool actually really exists because all the people we've talked about who are cool, in our opinion, they don't really care if they look cool or not. They're just goofing off and having fun. They're not trying to, they're not doing anything cool. They're just, I guess they're cool because they're not trying to be cool.
How did Jimi Hendrix die?
Drugs.
Drug overdose?
I think heroin and maybe some other stuff.
Okay. And then James Dean died with a horrific Porsche wreck.
Yeah, and then that's an interesting car. That car killed multiple people.
Dude, the motor?
Killed multiple people.
That's incredible. You know that story. Yeah, they took the motor out of the James Dean because it was a Porsche motor, and they put it in another car, and then that car also killed another man.
Yeah, and then
same motor.
And then somebody else, I think it killed another person somehow.
I think it fell on someone.
I think it did kill a third person, that car.
The motor.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But one of the things that, again, I attribute back to it is you didn't, like, there are a few people that look at Elvis as that deity of coolness. But when I think about Elvis, I think about 70s Vegas Elvis in the jumpsuit.
I think of a really insecure man when I think of Elvis. Like, a really insecure man who was a superstar but had no self-esteem.
Well, could be, but that's when Elvis kind of went into that, oh, God. Even people who thought, dude, Elvis is cool. But then when they saw that, they're like, oh, he should retire, shouldn't go out like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people that we revere as being cool, they didn't have the full lifetime to actually dull out and become dorks.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know?
We'll see, and that's another...
Like,
that's,
what would Kurt Cobain be wearing right now?
And
any of those.
I can think of a perfect example of that. All right, you had Nicolas Cage back in the day in his early movies, you know, some of the first 10, 12 years of his career up through, like, Raising Arizona and through Con Air and The Rock and all those movies. Man, those were fun, good movies, right?
Yeah.
And then Nicolas Cage, like, over time, I think by the time Face Off was coming around, like, he started to get kind of cool,
but he was never cool. But then he became cool, like, you know, big time leading man kind of actor guy in all these movies. And he's trying to look cool and act cool and be cool.
National Treasure is one of my favorite,
and I did
probably top 10 movies, man.
And I didn't like him for like 10 years there. But then he got over that. And now he doesn't give a damn because he needs money. And I really think he doesn't give a damn anymore. So now all these movies he makes are incredibly good because they're not cool. And that's
so
cool.
Is that okay? So I really enjoy the deepness of this, because what it's saying is, you're saying cool doesn't exist, but then we're agreeing that cool exists when you exude this aura that you don't give a damn. So
it only exists when you're not trying to be cool.
So why don't more people see that and just not give a damn? And just be like who they really are. And they may not get a bazillion likes or likes, but it's a different show.
Cool and popular, not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
Never have been.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that doesn't apply to everything else. Because if you don't give a damn about like your work ethic or your schoolwork, or
if you're cool nowadays, you do care about those things.
Oh, you do.
You just don't nowadays. If you're cool, like, you know, the old school rebel attitude was you didn't give a damn about work if you had a job or school and stuff.
I'll shame that nerd into doing it. I'll bully that nerd and make him do my homework.
Nowadays, people who
bullies are nerds.
People who are considered cool by a lot of people generally, like, you know, they have stuff going for them, and they do they care about it, and they do a good job at it. They just don't care if they look dumb dancing around silly or something, you know. They just don't care in that way. Yeah. They're not trying to look cool.
See,
and that's what makes them cool.
That's one thing that it's, you know, I've said here for probably the past year, something I've been really, really, really trying to work on, and I think a lot better at it, is not giving a damn socially. Like,
yeah,
you know, if I want to get up and dance or act silly, or, you know, not like belligerent, but, you know, I always have this whole low self-esteem of what everybody else around me is going to think.
Yeah.
When in reality, they're not even paying attention to me.
They're not paying a bit of attention.
But it's like, I told you my therapist called it huge ego, big ego, small self-esteem, or large, whatever.
Yeah. You're like Elvis, as I described him a few minutes ago.
But it's not that I don't think a lot of myself, and that's not an egotistical thing to say. I think a lot of myself, but these people that are in my peripheral, I assume that if I do something silly, it's going to be, I don't know. I mean, it's not like they'd sit there and point at me and laugh. I don't know what the hell is going on with that.
Yeah.
You have to feel, don't most people?
Yeah, I felt that in the past, especially. I didn't know what was going on with it then. I don't get it much now, really. I don't care too much
I've
now.
I've noticed.
Yeah. I just thought, yeah, it's all right. Do whatever.
No, I haven't noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm noticing you're fine. I'm not making a passive-aggressive comment to you.
I understood. I got it.
Yeah, sexually aggressive, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing after the podcast?
We'll get to that. We're almost done here.
No, I don't want to be done. Let's do a doubleheader today.
No, we're almost done here.
You know, what the other thing that I was thinking is, you know, who is a cool woman? Like, to women, who is a cool woman? And I think that's where it would get even more cattier.
I mean, it could. You asked me that question, man.
You're going to say Gal Gadot, I already know.
See, I don't know enough about her to know if she's cool. Kacey Musgrave seems pretty cool to me.
Kacey Musgrave is in a relationship right now.
She is, with a doctor.
And she's also working at a
very tall
Shaved Ice place. I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Because she seems cool, right?
No, it's because she's incredibly attractive.
But she seems cool, too.
And she does seem cool.
Yeah.
She seems very open and welcoming of everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I'm attracted to a woman, especially personally, oh, she's cool. And that's a big part of it is, oh, she's cool.
Yeah. But what if you got over there and she's like, not Kacey Musgraves, but any cool girl, she's really hot or whatever, and she's like, hey, I'm going to go take a quick shower and I'll come back.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there and you're like, oh, my God, I need a condom. We're about to bang. And you open up the nightstand and there's like some kind of anti-Semitic book or some kind of hateful kind of pamphlet.
Man, I mean, I'm
putting you on a spot.
Is this a school project? I'm curious now.
That's
true. I'm going to ask questions.
You would say if she comes back and she's completely nude, she's like, hey, big boy, step over to this, would you say? But first, let me ask you about this anti-Semitic.
Yeah, and it better be just sitting out too, because I'm not looking for nothing.
Oh gosh, I bought that at the really huge sale.
I'm not
it's
a snooper.
Decorative piece. No, you're not a snooper.
It'd have to be sitting wide out in the open if I'm gonna see it.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, I mean, I think I just have questions, you know.
Yeah. No, it was just a silly analogy.
It was funny though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I think for. You know, I was about to say something that I can honestly say would probably be very sexist. I was going to say that, and this is just what I've seen from my own personal point of view, is that women would generally be more jealous of women who could cook better, maybe had a nicer figure, maybe was younger, things like that. But damn, I mean, men are the same way. I get so jealous when I see, like my Uncle Mike, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is a jeweler, meaning he makes the jewelry. He doesn't buy and resell. I mean, he makes
an
the
actual
jewelry.
Jeweler.
But he actually can build things.
Yeah.
And like build anything.
Oh yeah.
And I get so jealous of that. And I don't hate my Uncle Mike or talk crap about him, but mm-hmm. I'm so jealous of that. But then again, he's like, well, I wish I got paid to sit on my ass and talk for a living too.
Yeah,
so everybody's got their own little things.
Man, that's the human condition right there.
Grass is greener.
Yeah, grass is greener. Well, what you can't have, we're just curious.
Yeah,
mainly is what they do. It's just our curiosity because we're very curious. That's mm-hmm. how we found out, you know, which mushrooms make us high and which ones kill us.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that they made like the lower class people go out and try those first?
I have no idea, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't venture a guess. I couldn't say yeah, probably. Cause I can't venture a guess.
I thought
you
were gonna say maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you about something?
What?
You know what would be really cool to me?
Lunch?
No, I gotta go to the bathroom real, real bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we can be done then.
Is it okay if we are?
I think so. I think it'd be cool.
Okay. It's okay. Cool. Cool's the word.
Yeah, it is.
Here's your homework. For those of you listening, contact us and let us know, like, living people right now that you think are still cool, like,
yeah.
All around still cool, kind of people that you'd like to go have a meal with, drink a beer with, fish, shoot pool, mm-hmm. deer hunt, whatever.
Yeah, who's still cool to you in 2021? Because it's, I mean, it's all up to you who's cool and who isn't in your eyes.
And that's COOL, not KEWM.
Yeah, that says old school cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Whatever number episode this is.
37?
Yeah, this is After Hours with the Rise Guys. I'm Matt Mann.
Hey, I'm Nye.
We'll see you back here next week.
That's cool.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.